all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Man, show time for JC to join me as he does every week, bro. What's good over there in Memphis, man?
Man, what's going on, boss?
Man, not much, brother. Man, look at him. Man, I know you're happy. The Grizz pulled it through today against the Bucks, who's about Giannis, who went headbutt action on my man from the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, man, I got a feeling even if Giannis went headbutt, oh boy. That your boy Coach Budenholzer, he would have probably held Giannis out anyway as a favor to former assistant Taylor Jenkins, man.
Yeah. I'll tell people that he's gonna help out his former assistant for sure. He's gonna help out Taylor. I knew he was gonna do that.
Right.
How he's gonna go about doing it? Probably, like I said, setting certain people and not trying to win. But hey, got the job done. The Grizz punched a ticket to the play-in game on Saturday. How have you all been feeling about their play going 2-6 in the bubble and almost choking away the opportunity to get the playoff berth when they had it sold up from day one of the bubble?
Yeah, man. It was just, man, the injury bug just bit the Grizz hard. You know, with Justice Winslow going out with the hip, Tyus Jones injury, and then Jaren Jackson Jr., being out, with his meniscus tear, man. So, Give the Grizz credit for just hanging in there to get the win today and the other win also, man, just to put themselves in position to get into the play-in game, man. But, you know, at this point, I mean, nobody expected the Grizz to really, you know, before the season started, if you had told me the Grizz would have 34, 35 wins, you know, everybody would have been good with that. You know, that's a great season. You know, nobody expected a playoff run, so – anything after this is a bonus, but yeah, man, like this team, once they get all the guys back next season, everybody healthy, it's going to be a fun young team to watch. And, you know, sky's the limit. You know, we could definitely be looking at something special here in the next few years to come.
Now, you know, the offense you all run, I know it very well. They ran in Atlanta. How do you like the offense that they run in Memphis, when I say that the Hawks did when Bud was with the Hawks and with the Bucks now. So how do you like the offense for what the Grizz talent has right now, that spread out, that motion offense, and, you know, how you guys liking it so far out there for your young team?
Man, we like it, man. You know, it's different, you know, the offense now as compared to what we've been used to over the last decade with grit and grind and, you know, get the ball into the post and let Z-Bo and Mark do their thing, man. But it's a whole different generation now, man. And, you know, as far as up-tempo offense and getting up so many shots, you know, per possession and everything, man, that's what it's all about now. And they got the pieces to you know, to run that type of offense. You know, they just got to add – I think they should add more bigs that can shoot from the perimeter. You know, really stretch that thing out the way that Jaren Jackson Jr. does when he's on. I think if we get some more bigs like that, man, that can shoot from the outside, open things up for our penetrators like Jai, you know, and cats like that. You know, I think we can do some big things, you know, in this offense in the years to come.
And Phoenix, man, a revelation in the bubble, 8-0 in the bubble. Did you see the Phoenix Suns coming together like this in the bubble? Man, I shouldn't see it coming, but Monty Williams doing a great job with all that young team out there. And Cameron Payne, another guy from Murray State, come off the bench for Phoenix and balling today against Dallas in their backups.
Yeah, man, it's a surprise. Nobody saw that coming, man. You know, Monty Williams, we know he's a great coach, and he has those guys believing over there, man. Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, and you mentioned Campaign, you know, guy from Memphis. I'm impressed with what they got going on, man, you know. And, I mean, like I said, you know, going forward, you know, after this bubble and playoff run here, man, the West is going to be stacked, man. There's so many – going to be so many good teams, man. I'm trying to think of, like, a team in the West that's just garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really can't just say that Minnesota. Right now, man, at this point. Minnesota, yeah.
Minnesota.
Yeah, and then Sacramento. Right. But they got pieces, though. You know, you got young pieces, you know. But yeah, man, like I said, the West is stacked, man. It's going to be an interesting playoff run, man. I think we can see some upsets. We can definitely see some upsets in the first round.
Definitely. And y'all led me to my next topic here, the West playoffs. You got that's pretty much set, Lakers versus the play-in winner. If it's Portland, they can give some trouble because they don't have anybody to guard on the perimeter. See, the Lakers' weakness is the perimeter. You throw LeBron on Dame so you can let CJ or Melo go crazy. That might be true for the Lakers. What are your thoughts about that, Patrick? If it's Portland and not Memphis.
Yeah, and the way it's looking, it's probably going to be Portland because if we see Portland in a play-in scenario, we're going to probably be the ninth seed anyway. And I don't see the Grizz beating Portland twice to get to the playoffs, so it's probably going to be Portland. And Portland is going to be a scary matchup for L.A., all pending if C.J. McCollum is healthy. I know he had the small fracture. Fracture in his back.
The Romo injury, the transverse process fracture.
Yeah, the Tony Romo joint from back in the day, yeah. So, if he's, you know, somewhat healthy, yeah, they can give L.A. problems, man. And Melo looking like, you know, he can give them something. And you got Nurkic out there, you know, they got bigs. And
Gary Trent Jr., where did he come from?
Gary Trent Jr. has been a bubble revelation, man. So, they can give L.A. some fits. I'm not saying they're going to beat L.A., you know, but they can give them some problems, though.
But it helps, though, that they're on a neutral site, not even going to Staples.
Right.
That helps.
Right. That does help. Because now you're just going out there and you're balling. You know, yeah. You're not in Portland. You're not in L.A. You're on neutral ground. So all you got to do is go out there and play ball, man.
In another matchup, the Clippers in Dallas, Luka Doncic versus the Clippers and all their depth. My question for that series is, can Luka and Kristaps get 1-2 games? And does Doc Rivers settle on a rotation? Because, you know, Montrezl Harrell's back in the bubble. You know, Lou Will off of his run in Magic City in Atlanta. Got him some lemon pepper wings over there. Yeah. And they got Reggie Jackson, Marcus Morris. They have a lot of pieces, but you can't play them all in the playoffs. So what's the rotation going to be, 8 or 9 or 10 men? Who knows? But Doc can figure that out between now and when it's time to play the Lakers probably in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, man. Like I said, Clippers, they try to get things right as far as their depth and get guys going there. Like I said, Montrezl Harrell coming back to the bubble and everything. Man, like I said, Dallas, they're not ready yet, man. They still about a year or two away. It's going to be experience. They'll be able to get from this, but I can see them maybe win 2 games. You know, I can see it going maybe like a 6-game series. But, I think Clippers has got too much, like I said, too much depth to throw at Dallas right now for them to handle.
And you got also Denver and Utah. They played a double overtime game last Saturday on TNT. A great game there. Denver's beat those guys 4 times already this year. But look at here. That game tells me that series could be close to where it been in the bubble. Now I have to go to Denver and deal with that mile high or be in Utah. So with it being neutral siding, that series may be closer than the 4-0 it was this year based on the game we saw on Saturday.
Man, I see a 7-game series shaking out between those two teams, man. You know, Denver, you know, was a lot of experts kind of, you know, a sleeper pick to come out of the West, you know, before the year started, man. So, and also Michael Porter Jr. for the Nuggets has been a revelation, man. Like, the Nuggets look like geniuses out there, you know, for taking them, I think it was like, 13, 14 pick in the lottery.
14 pick.
14, you know, that was the perfect spot to pick him. You can, you know, let him develop, let him, you know, get healthy. And he looks like he could be a future cornerstone for the Nuggets, a future all-star. Also, man, you can compare, you know, with Denver's big man. What's my man name? Jokic.
The Joker,
man, that you can – you know, team up with Jokic going forward in the future, man. So, I think Denver could win that in 7 games, man.
And the 4-5 matchup got tricky with Russell Westbrook out for a few games with that quad injury, and so OKC, Chris Paul on the revenge tour now at the 4 seed to get against Houston. You think Houston has enough to get by OKC in the first round and get to play the Lakers and get by Russ some time? Play the Lakers if the Lakers get past Portland or whoever it is in that play-in game, because I feel like they got to give Russ some time to heal to really compete with the Lakers using their advantage, which is their guard play and their length and interchangeability with all D'Antoni small guys.
Right. Yeah, you know, and that's a shame that Russ is going to miss a couple of games possibly, because I think Oklahoma City is going to beat them with Russ being out. OKC got depth. You know, they got some guys that they could throw out there, man. You talk about CP3, my man, Shea Gilchrist. That dude is a beast, man. He's going to be a hell of a player in the years to come for OKC, man. You got Schroeder coming off the bench as well, you know, for OKC. So they got firepower. Like I said, I think, and also CP3 is going to have that motivation, you know, to go out there and get a little revenge against the Rockets also. You know, so yeah, I think OKC gonna get them, man. And matter of fact, I see it only going maybe about 5-6 games, man.
Well, definitely. The Eastern matchups are kind of pretty much just, I don't know, bro. I think Milwaukee, Orlando, that's probably a 4-5 game series. Not much there. You know, Toronto playing against the Nets, probably a 4-5 game series. Now, do you want to – let's talk about Boston and Sixers, the Al Horford Bowl. That could get pretty interesting, maybe 6 games, but you think Boston will clip the Sixers without Ben Simmons and having to play Al Horford, who's – he's my guy, but Al Horford went down. He's got an old fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Al Horford is in the twilight years of his career there, definitely. But, yeah, without Ben Simmons, yeah, Philly has no shot, man. Boston all day in that series. But I think Toronto is going to come out of the East, though. Toronto has been – they were down there before any other teams got down there. Like, they are just a great team. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got Siakam, you got Kyle Lowry as far as the stars, but they just play so well as a cohesive unit. And I think that's going to be enough to get out of the East, man. I don't see Milwaukee doing it. Because after Giannis, man, like, who can you really count on, depend on for a bucket? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, yeah, like, I think Toronto's going to shock the world again, man. They're going to come out of the East.
Even the day against the Grizz, you see it. Middleton can't run the show by himself. And I know there was no George Hill, no Ilyasova, or no Wes Matthews with Giannis, but still, Middleton, your second-best player. You couldn't beat the Grizzlies with you, right, most of your main backups and your main people who played in rotation.
Right.
That's a right red flag to me that if you take away Giannis, make him a jump shooter like the Raptors did last year, mm-hmm, in those last 4 games in that series, they in trouble. And also, I know this from covering the Hawks, Buds does not change. It's five flow. We don't
– right.
We pack the paint. We give up threes. The system is so simplistic, it doesn't change. It's good for the regular season, but not good for the playoffs, because saying him is just the Cavs 3 years in a row get swept. Well, you don't change what you do. The same thing every time. I just feel like it's good for the regular season, but not good for the playoffs.
Exactly, man. So, you know, Middleton, you know, as far as – I think he's the ultimate side piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's always going to be a number two. You know, he'll never be that guy. If he's ever put in a position where he has to be that main guy, it's not going to work, man. So, you know, definitely that's why I think Toronto, you know, can definitely come out of the East, man, because all they got to do is just devise a game plan to kind of limit what Giannis can do. And I don't trust anybody else from Milwaukee to be able to really step up to the plate and give you a crucial bucket, you know, at a crucial time during the game there, man. So, Toronto out of the East for sure.
Now, let's talk college football. They doing it, bro, the Dog and Pony Show. The Big Ten and Pac-12 said we done, but the SEC, ACC, and the Big 12 saying we going to push forward. These guys have been put in a bad spot, bro, because, you know, they all over 105 guys on this roster here, and they college kids, and they're going to want to go get them some, right? And might want to go out to a bar or restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Just that alone causes risk. They want to play football and travel, and NCAA is to me riding a slippery slope, bro, because guess what? If somebody die or somebody get real sick, lawsuits are coming for those conferences, the schools, and the NCAA.
Yeah, man, you know, it's crazy when you think about it, boss, like, how can, you know, you being a Power 5 conference, and meaning the SEC, ACC, Big 12, how can you choose to play when you see the Big 10 and Pac-12 have wisely chosen to shut it down? Like, it makes no sense to me. And then, you know, they talk about, you know, as far as, you know, lingering conditions, you know, that can, you know, come into play as these guys get older, you know, if they do come in contact with the virus, you know, and as far as heart conditions and all that down the road. And you're right, unless it's something I'm not aware of, as far as maybe the SEC and the Big 12 and ACC, are they going to have their players assign waivers? You know, because like I said, you're right, you are opening yourself up to potential lawsuits in the future. You know what I'm saying? By letting these guys play and they develop, you know, some serious conditions when they get older. Yeah, they can come back and say, hey, y'all let us play, you know, and you know, without, you know, really, you know, giving us a full understanding of what our risk, you know, could be. So it's madness. It really is, man. And I just can't imagine them playing a season. And then how can you say that you are a valid champion if the other power conferences didn't play?
Exactly.
Like, Right, right. You know, I know Ohio freaking State is not playing this year. Like, how can you possibly say, you know, we're number one if Ohio State did not play?
The ultimate asterisk.
Right, man. Yes, it is.
Like, and most of these states in the South are in, let's be honest with you, Republican-led states who go by the president, unfortunately, that clown in D.C. So you got these governors in these states, these presidents who take money from them and donate to those peaks out of people, putting kids at risk. And once again, it's young black men being put at risk for the most part. The entertainment. Right. Our lives are not mattering, bro. I hate to bring it back to this, but our lives not matter. They're putting us, most of the college football players are black, young black men. You put them out there, not caring about them getting the virus. They get a heart condition that linger for life. You don't give a damn as long as you make money from these ESPN, Fox's, Big Ten Network, all these networks, and you don't care about the rest. And that's the part basically angers most. Yeah. That once again, we're just pretty much being used for entertainment purposes, and that's called slavery to make money for those guys in suits in the administrations and in those on school, regions and those boards. Let's be real about it.
Exactly, man. That's what all boils down to, is big business. You know, all they see is dollars right now, and they care less about, you know, these players' long-term health. It's really a shame, man. I wish they would come to their senses before they actually try to get out there and play and just realize, hey, guys, we can't do this. You know, we got to shut it down, man. Yeah, you're going to lose money, you know what I'm saying, in the long run. But these guys, their health is more important than those dollars right now.
That's why our country's in the space is, brother. You know that, because we cannot chill as Americans. And that's black, white, people just can't deal with it right now. That's why we have over 170,000 deaths in the country, over 5 million people with the cases in this country. People can't chill. And people rather just have life to be normal than focus on living, because it's my thing. I can go out to a bar, but I'll be dead a month. What did that get me? Look at Herman Cain. He went to the Trump rally. Let's be real about it. And he was dead in a month. Is it really worth your life? That's where we at, like life and death. And I feel like we as Americans and people in general aren't doing it because, you know, now, bro, you know, I know you've been in the club world promoting. And here in Atlanta, we having concerts at clubs. Pastor Troy having little Scrappy doing – what are we doing? You know, even when can't drink some liquor with a mask on. Let's be real about it. You might have a mask on to come in, but you have to get off to eat and drink. So what are we doing? We gonna be on the dance floor? I mean, so like, bro, it blows my mind from college football to regular people in regular life how they just don't realize that we're causing our own trouble. We're making this worse than it has to be by being stupid and not just being chilling and relaxing, letting this thing pass by and get us through this.
Hey, man. I couldn't say it better, dog. Like, that's really what it is, man. And it really, like I said, it all stems from lack of leadership. You know, it stems from the top as far as, you know, the lack of direction and people feeling like, you know, they got to maintain, you know, some sense of normalcy, you know, and not realizing, hey, you know, and you just got to look out for the greater good of fellow man. You got to look out for the greater good at this point. And I think, you know, but that's just America in general, man. We've always been a greedy, selfish country. So that's what it all boils down to, man. People just looking out for I instead of us.
Yeah, I asked for it last week. We missed last week's show, but, bro, it talked about how relationships have been breaking up, by how one partner is like not down with the virus, other partner wants to live their lives, and there have been a lot of breakups because of people seeing the virus differently. And it's like, it's crazy that people can't see it for what it is, that there have been uptick in breakups and divorces over COVID-19, because one person wants to live their life, other person wants to shut it all down, and ain't seen eye to eye on it. It ain't going on days, ain't doing this and doing that, and it's causing people to part and break up. That blows my mind, but it's not surprising, but it's blowing my mind that it's happening.
Yeah, man. These are just strange, crazy times, man. You know, this is the strangest, craziest year ever. And, man, like I said, I'll be so glad when we get past all this, man. You know, but just right now, man, we living in some strange, weird times, man.
Well, before you go, bro, tell people about Central's AF podcast, what y'all been talking about, what you got on tap for them this week, brother.
Oh, man. Yeah, Central AF podcast. You guys can check us out live on Facebook each and every Sunday, starting at 6 o'clock Central. Also, you catch the show on YouTube, man. All right, go subscribe to our YouTube channel, hashtag Central AF podcast. On the show this week, you know we got to talk about Joe Biden's new vice presidential candidate, Ms. Kamala Harris, man. You know, she's getting a lot of heat, man. You know, some people saying, think she's black enough or, you know, looking at her record, you know, when she was a prosecutor and a DA out there in California, man. So we're going to break it down. We're going to get into it. We're going to discover who is the real Kamala Harris on the show, Essential AF Podcast, this Sunday.
Hey, tell the people for the boss, look, anything's better than who we got now. Stop with the purity test. Stop with the purity test. Stop with the her record. Look here. Look what we got now. Yeah. it's so binary. Do you want this or do you want something different?
Right. Yeah. There it is, man.
It's like that simple.
Yeah. It really is, bro.
That's simple. Well, bro, thank you for your time. As always, my good brothers, keep fighting the good fight and stay safe, bro. We're talking next week, my brother.
All right, man. Appreciate you, boss, man.
No doubt, brother. That's J.C. Smith on the Boss Man Show, people. Check him out. Central AF Podcast.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today, True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby. And it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m. only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.